From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is sending Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to Myanmar, the country formerly known as Burma, in response to what he says have been flickers of progress there after decades of isolation.
She will be the first American Secretary of State to travel to the country in over half a century. And she will explore whether the United States can empower a positive transition in Burma and begin a new chapter between our countries.
The president speaking in Bali, where he's attending a Southeast Asian summit. He says he's spoken by phone with Myanmar's pro-democracy leader and Nobel Peace Prize winner Aung San Suu Kyi. She told him she supports more U.S. engagement with the country, which is run by military rulers. The House is set to vote today on a proposed constitutional amendment to require a balanced federal budget. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Lamar Smith says the measure is needed to get the country's finances back in order.
It is our last line of defense against Congress's unending desire to overspend and overtax.
But Democratic Congressman James Moran says the amendment would have dire consequences for the sagging U.S. economy.
This bill would force spending cuts and tax increases at precisely the point when the economy is reeling, potentially turning a manageable downturn into a depression.
The proposed amendment needs to pass each house by a two-thirds majority and then be ratified by three-quarters of the state legislatures. The House last approved a similar measure in 1995. It failed to pass the Senate then, and a similar outcome is expected this time. Police from New York to Los Angeles have arrested hundreds of people who were part of demonstrations marking 2 months since the start of the Occupy Wall Street movement. Most of the arrests came in New York, where protesters capped a day of demonstrations by marching across the Brooklyn Bridge. Jessica Roach says she was there for one reason.
I just want to be a voice. I want my voice to be heard. I think it's been far too long that that people haven't been listened to.
There were also demonstrations in Portland, Oregon, Atlanta, and Denver. A mass protest is underway in Egypt's capital today. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reports from Cairo. The focus is on the country's military rulers and a document that calls for giving Egypt's armed forces new powers.
The protest at Tahrir Square is intended to bring pressure on Egypt's military rulers to cede control to an elected government next year. Most of the protesters appear to be Islamist men called out by the Muslim Brotherhood to pack the square. Organizers say the goal is to bring in 1 million people to the protest. What sparked the protest is a document drafted by the interim government that will create a ruling military council with the final say over key Egyptian policies, even after elections are held later this month. The military has not yet responded to the protests, although they are monitoring the crowd by helicopter. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.
This is NPR News. California's Supreme Court has ruled that backers of the voter-approved ban on same-sex marriages there have the legal standing to defend the measure in court since the state's governor and attorney general refused to do so. Scott Schaefer of member station KQED reports the decision means the battle over the ban, known as Prop 8, heads back to federal court.
Prop 8 attorney Andy Pugno agrees with the high court that allowing an initiative to die with no legal defense would undermine California's system of direct democracy.
You know, we're just delighted that the Supreme Court has once and for all reaffirmed our right to defend the 7 million Californians who amended their state constitution and they deserve to be represented.
The Ninth Circuit now takes up the legal question of whether Prop 8 violates the U.S. Constitution. For NPR News, I'm Scott Schaefer in San Francisco.
Syracuse University has placed a longtime assistant basketball coach on administrative leave. The move comes as police look into allegations of child molestation against him. Emma Jacobs of member station WRVO reports two men are saying they were abused as boys by the coach.
Syracuse police are in the early stages of an investigation against coach Bernie Fine after two men have alleged they were sexually abused by Fine as children. One of the two men, Bobby Davis, went to police in 2003. But the statute of limitations had expired. Syracuse University launched its own investigation in 2005. The university's vice president for public affairs, Kevin Quinn, said in a statement that, quote, if any evidence or corroboration of the allegations had surfaced, unquote, the university would have contacted the police and fired Coach Fine. For NPR News, I'm Emma Jacobs in Syracuse.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.